What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Verzi Effect podcast show. My name is Paul Verzi, and you guys are listening to episode 528. I want to thank all of my subscribers, my new subscribers. The new channel's about to hit 5,000 subscribers. And guys, before pandemic, before I built this studio, before I was visible, instead of just doing audio, I had like no subscribers, barely a YouTube channel. And I want to thank you guys, the 5,000 strong, and keeps growing every day. So thank you guys so much. Trying to move over listeners from the audio to the YouTube. Not too many people know or whatever it is, but now people know because I've been doing it for a while, but they're slowly moving over because a lot of people were so used to just listening to the audio. So thank you guys who are subscribing to the YouTube channel, and thank all the Verzi Effect listeners, new and old. Guys, you can get the Verzi Effect podcast anywhere you get your podcast, Spotify, iTunes, and please write a review, leave a comment, because it makes the show grow, moves the show up. So thank you guys so much. Episode 528, I am flying solo. Was supposed to have, I'm trying to adjust lights here because I don't know. Maybe I'll go with that. Maybe I'll go with a little lower tone here. I don't know. I was supposed to have a guest here. Wait, should I do that or should I do that? Was that the one? Or I don't know, guys, I'm fucking around with these lights. I don't know what to do. Let's see what red does. Does red make it? No, red makes it look like I'm in a fucking sex club. All right, whatever. We'll just keep it here. Anyway, a lot of stuff to talk about on 528. I'm doing this one solo. I was supposed to be, so I have studio space in New York City, and we're going to get the backdrop, or we're going to have like a black backdrop. We're going to get a Verzi Effect logo and all that, and book some guests and all that stuff. But my first guest in the studio is going to be Bobby Kelly. And unfortunately, Bobby has to fly out of town. So we will reschedule the next guest in that in the coming week or so. So you just have me here. But for some reason, the Verzi Effect does better when it's just me. Can I blame you? No, I can't. And I know what you're thinking. Holy shit, this guy's beard is groomed. And you're absolutely right. I fucking groom a beard. My wife got me a trimmer. I get the neck right. You know, you got to get the neck right. And a lot of people do this and they cut it too short and it looks silly like this. It's got to come down lower than the jaw. All right. A lot of shit going on, and I would be nuts to start this podcast without talking about what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. Like, I can't sit here and start a podcast. Like, everything is like, hey man, how's everybody doing? So you guys see that movie when there's like a 40-mile fucking like convoy or whatever they call it of Russian military tanks going into the capital. They're fighting the Ukraine. You got to give Ukraine credit for just like, I mean, they got like civilians, men and women just standing outside with guns. They're doing everything they can, man. Really sad seeing people in fucking train stations trying to get to Poland, and they're saying only women and children and not the men. It's really like, it's like, dude, it's like 2022, man. It's kind of fucked up is really what it is. It's not cool. And somebody's coming in. I could hear it. Yeah. Turn the light off. So somebody came in, and anyway, yeah, I feel bad, man. It's like, look, I'm not worried though, like a lot of people, and maybe that's premature of me. Maybe I'm being silly, but I'm not one of these people that are like, you know, cause there are people, hold on, let's try this here. Oh, that's a little too bright, but then what if I do this? Oh, okay. There we go. Is that? All right, we'll try that. Whatever, guys, I'm trying to adjust the lights here in the studio. I probably should have done that before I started. I can't tell if that's too bright. Hold on one second. Let's try to fucking fit. I'm figuring this shit out on the fly, all right? Other people do this shit. Nah, hold on. I'm going to fucking get it. I'm going to do it myself. I don't hire all these fucking people. You know what I mean? I'm in my home. I do this shit the way that I want to do it. Not going to be. How's that? All right, whatever. This is it. It's staying like this. If it's too much, it's too much. Wait, I'm going to try one more thing. All right. All right, we'll do that. Yeah, recording, yeah. All right, whatever. You think I'm going to edit that out, but I'm not. I'm probably not. I'm probably just going to keep it. I'm not worried about a nuclear war, and here's why. I love how I said that confidently, like a politician, and I'm a comedian who literally tells dick jokes. Speaking of comedian, real quick, I do have to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody who came out to Pittsburgh. You guys, it was a Thursday night. The Pittsburgh Penguins were playing at home during the time of the show. There was a big storm coming in, and that place was fucking really, really busy. It wasn't quite a sellout, but dude, I got to be honest. I was really, and I got a shout out to WDVE, the radio station out there, for having me on and plugging the show, and all the amazing people and fans and podcast listeners in Pittsburgh. I don't say it lightly when I say it's truly one of my favorite. It's truly one of my favorite cities, underrated cities in America. So hilarious. Don't worry. I'm going to get back to the war thing. But I do just have to compliment, man, to compliment the people that came out. The city was amazing. I said on stage, the level, every Uber I was in, I'm not going to lie, it was one of the worst Uber cities I've been in, though, because everybody was just fucking, the cars were dirty. I'm not going to lie. The cars were dirty, and people just kept talking about Steelers quarterbacks. And I was like, guys, I get it. It's the off season. Can we fucking relax for a second? All right. Pittsburgh, I love you guys. I've said it before. It's one of my favorite cities on earth. Enough with this. Enough with football. Enough. Enough. It's like, it's almost like a sickness with you people. Okay. The Super Bowl was 2 fucking weeks ago. I know Ben retired. Can you fucking, every fuck Uber I'm going in. Steelers this, Steelers fucking seat covers. Who's going to be the Steelers? Guys talk, the driver's talking. It was, he's like, you started getting me, I started getting anxious about the Steelers upcoming season. I'm a fucking Giants fan. It was borderline lunacy. It was, what's going to happen? What are they going to do? I don't know. I'll tell you what they better, that fucking backup, they better not, if that backup comes in, I mean, what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. I'll tell you what they should do. They better go get this kid. I don't know. I don't know if it's the coach. We got to check. It's like, you fucking guys haven't had a losing season in fucking 15 years. You won a couple of Super Bowls. Okay, yeah, your fucking quarterback's retiring. Chill out. Oh, my God. Listen, again, by the way, the city's amazing, dude. 2 o'clock in the morning, cigar lounges are open till 2 o'clock in the morning. Joe Bartnick was with me. Our buddy Joe Gonzalez, Joe G, was out there. A good friend of ours, he came with Joe. I mean, we're having a good time. We're going to cigar lounges. We're drinking some pops. The food was great. I mean, everything was great. Just got to calm down with the Steelers. And I will tell you this, though. If you go to Pittsburgh or any of these cities that are especially big sports cities, make sure you pony up a little extra cash for the Uber. Okay, you got to pony up a little extra cash for the Uber. And here's why. Because if you get into, you got to do the ones that go like newer cars, more legroom. Because those people are pros. I ponied up an extra 20. A guy showed up in an Audi. He had like a 5 rating. This guy was like an Uber professional. Audi smelled like cologne. I fucked up. I went to some breakfast spot. I didn't get the nicer car. Some fucking 600-pound dude, God bless him, shows up. His car smelled fat. I'm not even sure. You ever see something? Like, this guy's car smelled fat. What am I doing? I hit the button. Am I? No. Oh, my God. Yeah, this guy's car smelled fat. I was just like, dude, he's like, oh, you could keep your mask. You don't need a mask on. I was like, no, I fucking need a mask. I hit the wrong fucking button. You know, I was like, no, I need a mask. Fucking stinks in here. Dude, some of these cars dirty. Steelers apparel all over the place. So that's the one thing. The only knock on Pittsburgh is you got to up the quality of the Uber. Cause if you don't give a fuck, believe me, they don't. But it was a great time, and I appreciate everybody who came out to the shows. Now, back to this thing. A lot of people are out there really freaking out and worried about a nuclear war. And again, I'm a comedian who tells dick jokes. I understand, but I'm paying attention. I'm trying to do everything that I can do to read between the lines. And here's why I don't think there would be a nuclear war. And I think it's pretty simple and obvious. And I don't think it's some big smart thing I'm going to say here. I think it's something that everybody knows. The truth is, even narcissistic sociopath leaders know the ramifications of what a nuclear war could do. Okay, they know that if everybody starts dropping nuclear weapons, nobody wants to end the world. Nobody wants to do that. So even these lunatics who have that, you know, access to doing something like that, they know what would happen. So for that reason, I think they would all stop or eventually try to stop Putin if they saw that that was something that was really on the table. Now they're saying there's rumors, oh, this guy lost his fucking mind. He's not talking to people, which is dangerous. But I think one of three things happens here. I think number one, of course, my dog is exactly right outside my studio barking. I think one, if it gets really bad, a bunch of NATO country, United States is going in there with other countries to obviously help and stop anything. I think that would happen. I also think there could be some, like, his own people kind of overthrowing him for power if it got that crazy. That could be, you know, something that happens. Or this thing calms down and he still loses a ton of respect and a ton of faith from his people and just doesn't look good for him. Obviously, even if everything kind of stopped now, it looks like, what the fuck, you did this for no good reason. So I don't see the outcome of this being good for Putin in any way, really. Like, it just, think about it. Like, if he continues to go and more people have to help, it looks bad. The Russian people don't seem, from what I'm seeing, are really like, or a lot of them, like, don't want this either. So, and again, I don't know. Tell me this is, can you guys hear this shit? No, come on, man. All right. I hope I got to, no, it's all right. I'll see what happens. I think it's all good. So, but yeah, man, I feel really bad for the people there. I feel bad for the children that are scared. I feel bad for, you know, people, but I got to give credit. I mean, Vitali Klitschko, ex-heavyweight boxing champion of the world, who's the mayor, is like standing there with a fucking machine gun and a hard hat. An ex-comedian is the president, saying, I'm not getting out of here. Give me some ammunition. I'm fighting this shit. So it's like, to see it is inspiring. And I tweeted this the other day. I said, you know something? I said, I hope Americans are really like kind of taking notice to the fact that, like, we have silly differences, silly political divides. I know to some people it's not silly and it's a big deal, but in the grand scheme of things, if somebody else started, you know, running through here with tanks and running through here to try to, you know, go into our states and really start to take over the country, I think in the grand scheme of things, knowing that we come together and we fight together because it's our country, it kind of brings out that corny shit, but it's kind of true. You know, like, if Canada, well, let's be honest, if Canada started driving some tanks down here, we'll light up Canada. Like, I mean, I love my Canadian fans. I love comedy in Canada. But I mean, come on, if we're talking real, I mean, we'll probably light Canada up like the 4th of July sky, no? I mean, come on. If Canada, South America, anybody wants to start bringing tanks in here, I'll do the shit talking for America. I mean, that's a fight you don't want to fuck with, you know? I know, but Canada's our friend. Canada's, like I said, Canada is like our next door neighbor who just smokes weed. They're just like, dude, why are you yelling? I always said that Canada is like our neighbor that's like, dude, what's all the yelling about? Sit down, smoke a joint. They're just chill. They're just relaxed. But anyway, I was thinking about this, though. We were talking about this on another podcast. Dude, how funny are friends that just talk shit. Like, I grew up with a town. Listen, I grew up in a neighborhood, especially for like grade school, where Italian kids talked shit. Now everybody talks shit, but the New York Italian kids talked shit. Some of the funniest shit talking you will ever hear in your life. Okay. I had a buddy of mine used to have his cousin come down and play street football with us. Right. And this kid would play street football with us, and he would literally be playing football in the street in a sweater turtleneck. Okay. Z Cavaricci jeans on, you know, the puffy ones that came out like MC Hammer, like in the top part of your leg, and then they tapered down. All right, cologne on. I mean, these kids looked like, I mean, like the all black Filas, sleek looking Filas with the Z Cavaricci's. The fuck, that's how these kids, these Italian kids would go, yeah, yeah. I swear to God, this kid's name was Luigi. And he called himself the 357 when he threw the football. He's like, I'm throwing bullets. I'm at 357. I'm the 357, he keeps saying, right? These kids talked shit on a level where I know right now, Italian kids talk so much shit that right now there's a group of friends, and I grew up with guys like this that are like, listen, dude, send me to fucking Russia. Okay? Listen to me. Listen, you're going to send me, you're going to send Sal, Anthony, and Vito, okay? We'll go in there, we'll fucking infiltrate. To fuck the words up, too. We'll infiltrate. We'll go down there, we'll spend a little money, go to a bar. I'm going to find some ex-KGB. I'm going to find this fucking cocksucker Putin, okay? And we're going to kill this fucking kid, or we'll sit down and talk to him, break his leg, get the fuck out of it, and pull. Everybody's going to pull back. Send me over there. And like, they kind of mean it, which is scary. Like, there are guys that are like, dude, I know people over there. Okay. I knew my cousin's friend was Russian. Okay. And he lives out there. He told me what's going on. We could get in there and probably get a meeting. Like, it's like, dude, you own two car washes. Listen, we'll get over there, okay? I got a Ukrainian friend. He's going to get us in the end. I'll beat the fuck out of that Russian prick. You understand me? Go down there and fucking, I'll pick up some like Russian hair, because they got good barbershops down there. No, but I really grew up with people like that for me. And I know it's not always fun or funny to make light of something. All right. It's not. But in times like this, and you feel for these people, I just know the stupid conversations that are being had. The stupid conversations. Then you got the people going, why don't we just light them up? Why? That's the problem with Joe Biden. Okay. Right when they saw 40 tanks. We should have lit up the sky. We should have 15 aircraft carriers. Okay? 15. I swear to God, the fucking ocean would have looked like the New Jersey Turnpike. You understand? I would have had fucking, listen, if I was president, I would have had the fuck, I would have had the, what is that? The Baltic Sea, whatever it is. I would have had that sea. It would have been like the FDR on a Friday night at 7:30, trying to get into the city to go to the nightclubs. I would have had so many aircraft carriers in there. Planes would have been flying around like fucking lightning bugs in the summer. Okay. That's what I would have done. Joe Biden should have had planes taken off and lighting these motherfuckers all day, all night. Just turning, that's just right outside Ukraine. Tell Ukraine, don't worry, stay home. Make a little something for the kids. Tell them we got it. They're going to hear some bangs. You tell we got it covered. We'll lace it up like a surgeon. Oh, my God. It's the funniest, dude. At one point, I was actually, and this is why I know that those conversations are happening, because my stupid brain sometimes thought like that. And then, like, you know, for a second, I would be like, why don't we just, like, totally not thinking of the ramifications of what we do and what other countries would think and how this and that would happen, you know, and let China come in. How about that, China? Let me tell you something, China. You want something too? Let China join in. Putin, Vladimir, everybody. Listen to me. I gotta get Brett Ernst on this podcast right now. I'm gonna call him right now. And this will be, oh God, he's got to answer and be home. If he's home and I could Zoom with him. I'm doing this shit in real time with you people. This is episode 529. Excuse me. I should have got this all taken care of, but this is how, you know, I got it. I'm going to tell him right now. Be like, dude, you got to get on this. Oh God. I hope he answers.
Yeah.
Yo, Brett.
Don't worry about who's on the phone.
Listen, you're on the Verzi Effect live right now. Are you in front of a computer or no?
You need me to get in front of one?
Get in front of a computer right now. I'm talking about something that is so perfect and so me and you, about how Italian friends talk about what they would do if they were with this Russian thing. Can you just, I'm gonna invite you right now.
Hold on, I gotta put my chain on. Give me a second.
Let me get, hold on, I'm gonna invite you. Oh, dude, this is gonna be, here we go. Oh, here he is, all right. Oh, here he is, everybody. Oh, there he is. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yo.
Yo, so I was, everybody, Brett Ernst, the one and only Cobra Kai, one of my favorites, such a great comic. So I was talking about, I grew up with Italian kids who are going like this right now. I know these dumb conversations are happening. I swear to God, I got, listen. You send me, Anthony, Sal, and Vito to Russia. Listen to me. I'll find that fuck, because I had a Russian friend. We'll fucking end this thing. And then I said this. I go, why isn't Biden loading up aircraft carriers like that ocean is like the FDR on a Friday? And I would have 15 fucking planes a minute. You know those kids talking all that shit?
About fucking... No, they just want to know if somebody should. Couldn't somebody go over there and just talk to them? Like there's a simple solution.
Let China jump in. They want some too. You know
what? You know what? Fuck them. I'm sick of them. They ruined Little Italy.
Couldn't somebody talk to them? Is the best. Yeah, like that simple. It's just a simple little fix. How come
let the Chinese let the Chinese come in? They ruined Little Italy. We used to have the whole area over there. Now it's all Chinese. Let them out. Let them come in. Come on, you think I care?
Oh, it's so funny, dude. Yeah, it's like I feel horrible. Time. I feel horrible.
It's about
for
time.
Those. What'd you say?
It's about time the shit went off.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, listen, I just hope fuck it. Yeah. Like, you know, those guys, you know, the Italians that go like this, they don't fully say it, but they go, look, let's just hope the president does the right thing.
Yeah.
They just, look, it's the lean in. It's a little.
Then they try to get philosophical, you know, listen, it's gotta be tough. You know, look, all those lives, you gotta debate and you gotta think, you know, to be responsible for that. But you know what? You gotta do the right thing. You gotta if people die, you know, you gotta do the right thing. God bless. The whole thing's a mess.
Dude, I now, said yeah, go ahead.
If it were me, I'd tell you know what I do? I'd reach out to him. I'd say, Poo, let's sit down, let's talk. Imagine each other. What are we doing here? What's going on?
What are you nuts?
What's with this area you need so much? What are you nuts?
Why didn't you come to me? Yeah, you know those guys? Why didn't you come?
How about this? Let me tell you, what do you want me to get fucking stupid in here? Is that what you want, Putin?
Yeah.
Paul, I'll slap the whole Kremlin. You think I give a fuck?
Yeah, I saw that movie. They don't give the thing water after midnight. Those Kremlins.
Kremlins.
I'll fucking smack everybody.
I'll smack them, the KGB, the EBFDs, everybody. You think I give a fuck?
Because this is the thing. Me and you do know Italian kids that are talking like that, which is the funniest.
They'll give you their political opinions.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. But the political opinions, let's be honest. Some of them are over the top.
We are exaggerating a little bit, but we're not too far off.
Listen, if I was Putin's friend, I would say to him, listen, can we sit down, the fuck are you doing?
You know what it is that these people don't have people close to them to talk to them. Like, you know, I treat them just like a regular person. I'd be like, you know, Putin, I don't give a fuck who you are. I mean, it is what it is, but what's the matter with you? What are you doing? What are you fucking stupid? You going to start a war over this? Come on.
There's fucking nuclear weapons. Are you out of your mind?
Are you
still not?
You know, you're going to have to answer for this till you get the religious guy. You know, when you get up to the gate, you're going to have to answer for this. All these people.
You're upsetting people that you don't want to upset now. You don't understand.
Come on. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to go after America? Come on. Listen. Yeah,
then they tap.
I'm here in spirit, but I got a counsel.
They tap his face. You know, they get the nickname. Vladdy. Come on. Yeah, they fix the collar. Listen, you know, when they
I'm with you in spirit. Yeah, dude, remember the sit down in Sopranos? Hey, I'm with you in spirit, but I got a counsel. What, are you going to take out a whole fucking family? Hey, let me tell you a couple of three things.
Oh, shit, dude, I'm crying, dude. I'm hurting, dude, I'm hurting.
Let me tell you a couple of three things.
Oh, my God.
Here's what we do. Do me a favor. It's my favorite scene in Goodfellas, by the way, when he's like, look, go down to Florida with Tommy. I'll talk to her. I'll straighten everything out. I'll make everything beautiful. Like, when did Big Paulie become Dr. Phil? You know what I mean? But listen, do me a favor. Let me talk to Putin. I'll straighten everything out.
Let me just get him on the phone.
Get him on the phone.
We can't have this.
I know how to talk to people. Trust me.
It's so fucking great, dude.
What is it with the Ukraine anyways? What do they got that you need? You keep going over there.
Yeah.
There's a great comedian.
What?
There's a great comedian that had a joke. He said something along the line like, oh, really? Just give them fucking the Ukraine. We're going to start World War III over the Ukraine. The line was, you know, come on. What's Russia giving us anyways? I'm tired of vodka and atheists.
I said on the other podcast, I said on Anything Better podcast, I go, dude, the president of Ukraine was a comic. I go, if he survives this, that kid's going to be selling tickets like he never.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
That kid's going to be doing fucking arena tour.
This guy's writing bits in fucking cells. I know. Yeah. If he can't sell out now.
Yeah.
If he can't sell out his show in the Ukraine,
dude, that kid's gonna come out at the Garden. Thank you. So that was nuts, huh?
Oh, that is crazy. You know, there's other Ukrainian comics going, fuck that guy. He used to open for me. That guy used to sell my merch.
Dude, that's brilliant.
He's a hack. He's over there.
Fuck, I'd go with gun too. Fuck him.
That guy is not funny.
He said he used to open for me.
Oh, President Big Shot. He used to open for me. I had him sell merch for me.
He's a hack.
I don't know what's worse, Brett's Russian accent or this bit. No, you got the guy that knew him at the comedy. You know, I did open mics with him. I saw this coming.
Oh, shit.
I knew this would happen.
I mean, bombing is one thing, but this is ridiculous.
Nobody has bombed harder than me. There is not one comedian that has bombed harder than me. Am I right?
Ah. Brett, I'm so glad you jumped on this thing, man. So let's talk about, listen, you know what, Brett, I'm not a selfish host. Okay. We'll get back to the Putin talk down in a second. What's going on with you? Brett Ernst coming up season 5 of Cobra Kai, season 5 or 4?
Well, 4 is out. We wrapped on 5.
You wrapped on 5?
Yeah.
Nice. Cousin Louie, dude. Cousin Louie, you loving doing that thing, huh?
Yes. This guy, nobody. What's his opener?
How funny would it be if you were on the Cobra Kai set for season 5 and they go, hey, you, the president of Ukraine, remember, he's a comic, and he was in a scene?
He's with me? He's buying a car. No, what's great is, like, what's his opener? Like, it's going to be, you know, I mean, because regular comics have divorce material.
His opener after this would be like,
I just got
that escalated.
He's pulling his collar like wrinkles. All right.
Escalated fast.
You ever lose your wallet? I lost the whole country.
Oh, geez. I really, in all seriousness, man, I feel horrible for those people. Somebody needs to fucking take this madman out, dude. Because he's like, I heard they had like a 40-mile fucking convoy of fucking tanks going into Ukraine now. He's starting
My question is, what the fuck are they want with Ukraine? I mean, even Stalin. I don't know if you're familiar with the collectivization of Stalin.
I know all I really know about Stalin. I know what Stalin was doing, who he killed, and certain things, but I don't know about the Ukraine thing with him. With Stalin.
Oh my God, bro. He starved the Ukraine. Joseph Stalin shut their food supply off and he starved like 20 million people to death. They were eating each other. They couldn't get food.
What?
He starved the Ukraine. Look it up. I got to look up how many.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And now Putin's going after the Ukraine. Like, what is their fucking vendetta?
I heard somebody said the positioning, because they're right on the water. They're on the coast. So having control of it is like, I guess, strategical, but I don't mean, who knows, dude? Who knows what this guy's doing? Who knows?
So basically, when Stalin was starving the area, he set up Stalin ordered the collectivization of farming, a policy pursued intensely between 29 and 33. Yeah, but there was, so he starved the area. I don't know what, hold on. Now we went from a bit to like depressing.
That's all good. It's interesting, man. Like, I don't know why he's doing this to the Ukraine either. And I don't know what his end goal is. That's what I was saying at the top of the show. What is his end goal? What's the sense of this? Because it's like, if you keep going, eventually somebody's going to step in, whether it would be us or, like, I mean, nobody's going to let this guy just keep fucking killing innocent people, man.
Yeah, it was 3.9 million people he killed from starving.
Jesus, man.
He just starved them to death.
Jesus. Yeah.
I mean, but what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Yeah.
I mean, really think about it. What the fuck do you need that you're going to lose these lives over? What? Like, this is why I have my theory, okay?
Yeah.
It's either demons or aliens, but they can't be human.
No, you know
what I mean? Something's off.
Yeah. No, you cut out when you said either aliens, demons, or what?
No, I'm saying these, I believe there's either demons or aliens on this earth that aren't human, that are racists and fucking, you know, hate mongers and murderers and shit. I mean, okay, look, you kill a guy over something, okay, whatever, but you're gonna kill fucking millions of people and just think that's okay, or
nuts,
or bring the world to war because you want a fucking easier water supply? I mean, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
I don't know.
They're not human, bro. They're not human.
No, it's like, when you think about shit like this, like what this guy's trying to do, and then lying. He lied and said that we got to do this for our fathers and grandfathers who fought because these are Nazis. And it's like, no, man, there's no Nazis there. There's no Nazis. The Ukrainian people are not Nazis. You're pointlessly going in there. And
yeah.
In all seriousness, though, what do you think? Not that we could ever know this, but like, what's it going to take for the United States to go in there?
Honestly, it depends on the next move. I mean, this
I'll tell
is
you what, listen, Brett, I tell you what I would do.
No, for real. I don't know, man. I mean, the question is, should we go in there?
I don't know.
The thing that bothers me the most, especially with the people that America's an imperialist country, you know, they get mad at us when we go in and they get mad at us when we don't go in. And I think, you know, I don't think we should take military action yet myself.
Yeah, I mean, I think that
he wants that area. Now, if he goes for something after that area, now I think we go. Just impose sanctions. I mean, we can't bring our boys over there for that, man. I'm an exclusionist. I say we stop sharing our technology, we stop sharing everything, we close our borders to the rest of the world. I mean, we let people in. Countries built on immigration, the proper way, and you know, we just stop policing the world, and then let them go through the fuck they go through. And then if you cross the line, we're gonna fuck you up. Because there are still people that really believe that, you know, I was reading online how people are blaming America for this, right? But we get blamed for everything.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So now you get nothing, okay? You get nothing. We got blamed for everything from, you know, not going in to Croatia with Slobodan Milosevic, to not going in right away to the Rwandan genocide, to, I mean, just... whatever goes on in the world, we're damned if we do, damned if we don't.
That's true. Right? Yep.
And I think that, you know, I think we should just be exclusionists and say, okay, whatever. But I'm letting you know that we have our friends. You have your friends. You want to develop nuclear weapons? Fine. The minute you launch one, you're done.
That I think you just nailed it. I think what's happening is his threats with nuclear, or saying, you know, excuse me, or saying activate the nuclear thing. I think that that's what we're waiting on. You know, I heard somebody, a reporter asked Biden today, they said, Mr. President, are you worried about a nuclear attack? And he like confidently said no. But I mean, who knows? They could have said, Mr. President, do you want some dessert? Like, in his mind, he doesn't fucking know.
They would have said, is your name Joe? He would have said no. I mean, look, you know, the biggest complaint is how America tries to police the world. So, you know what? Figure it out.
Well, damn.
I don't want to sound cold, but we got to protect our troops. We got to protect. We have enough problems in the inner city, you know, in our economy. And let's just worry about ourselves for now and keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
And then you get froggy. I mean, there's got to come a point to where, you know, I don't know, man. I would, there's got to come a point where America's just got to be like, either shut the fuck up or leave us alone. Right?
Yeah.
Either let us do something or just shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think we're just waiting to see what happens. And I think if it escalates with bombs that could do some serious damage, like a nuclear threat, then I think we come with the, you know, listen, the one thing that I do love about the United States is, and this is what I love, and I really love it. You saw it with Iraq, and I know that this is bigger, but the thing is, when we come, do we bring the pain? Like when the United States, like when we do get it, like,
yeah, we don't even have to fucking, you know, it's hilarious too. Like, you people forget all the drone strikes Obama made. I mean, it was over 2,000.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I just think it's, you know, man, it's hard to say, bro. What do you do? You don't want to be responsible for, it's like if somebody breaks in your house, you don't want to kill anybody, but you gotta have to.
It sucks. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the way, North Korea needs a slap. Iran's been needing a slap. Russia needs a slap. You know what I mean?
This kid, you know what this kid is? this kid is like the crazy character in the movie that once it gets to the middle or three quarters of the movie where he really, did you ever see Juice?
Yeah, of course.
He's like Tupac and Juice.
He's like Bishop.
Yeah. He's like Tupac and Juice, where like Putin started out where like, you know, he was kind of, but now he's turned into full fledged.
Listen,
that
he is a legit fucking bad man.
He's a psychopath. Yes.
He's a badass, bro. He's like got a black belt in like three different martial arts. He was special forces in the Russian military.
He was KGB too.
Yeah. He's not, you don't want to fuck. If you can meet this guy in the street, hand-to-hand combat, you're not going to win. He's a tough dude.
He's like Darth Vader. He just wants to take over.
That's why you call my cousin. If you call my cousin, fuck his black belts. Well, slap him.
My cousin got fucking metal nunchucks, so fuck him off.
You kidding me? Oh, you know karate, whatever. You could fight, you kill, fuck that. Nice steel in the flesh.
I haven't talked to my dad yet, but I love my dad. Studied political science, but he's like 100% Sicilian. So my dad has no. Did I ever tell you about the time my dad wrote Geraldo? I never told this before. Geraldo Rivera was on Fox News once, right? You're gonna love this.
You wrote him a letter?
Yeah, my dad calls me up. This is a God's honest. I've never ever said this on any podcast before. I'm gonna tell you right now. Brett, this is not an exaggeration. There's a couple of words I'm gonna leave out, but this happened. Okay. My dad calls me up and he goes, Paul, listen to this. He goes, this piece of shit. Geraldo Rivera is on Fox News and he's telling all this shit. He's talking about the country and what we're doing. And then he left an email and he said, send a letter to this email. I'll try to read him. He goes, can I read you what I wrote him? I go, yeah. The opening line, he goes, Geraldo, you disloyal traitor fuck. Dude, and I laughed so hard for a couple of reasons. One, my dad thinks he's actually going to read that first line and continue reading. my dad wrote a long letter and the opening line is, you disloyal piece of shit fuck. And he said all these fucking horrible things. And my dad goes through the whole thing and I'm just like, there, he'll never read that. And then my dad finishes and he goes, what'd you think? He meant it. He fucking meant it.
Funny, so- it was on the news if he read it. What's your dad's name again?
My dad's Thomas.
Thomas. I got an email here from Thomas Verzi.
Geraldo, you disrespectful piece. How dare you?
You know what, Geraldo? Not for nothing.
Yeah, man.
I'm not going to threaten you because it's illegal, but consider this a threat.
My dad takes it so personal. My dad loves America. Like, my dad is so patriotic. He goes, this fucking guy hates his own country. The fuck is wrong with this? Like, and really gets mad. I'm like, all right, dad, like, let's, I haven't seen you in a while. No, that's not right. It's not right, Paul. That's what he does.
It made me think of something too, where, you know, people put Esquire at the end of their name. Yeah. It means like lawyer, right?
Esquire is lawyer. Yeah.
Yeah, my stepfather was like, "What? What is that? Why did he always put the Esquire?" He didn't know. I just remember that. He's like, what is Esquire? Like, are you fancy or something? Like,
what does he think? He's a prince or something?
Fuck that guy. He thinks he's better than everybody with the Esquire.
Yeah, and my father would always talk about my grandfather fighting in the war. He go, "Your grandfather, you know, what's your grandfather?" My dad would always say this too. I miss my father. I miss my father. I miss your grandfather. But you know, sometimes I'm glad he's not seeing this fuck. He's not seeing this horrible shit going on in this country that he fought for. My dad gets really like,
oh yeah, I could.
Oh yeah, you know, dude. He's like,
but you know, getting back to the thing though. Like I said, people, you got to pick: are we imperialistic or are we seclusionists? And which would you prefer us to be? You know.
Well, I think you nailed it, Brett, when you said, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. I think that unfortunately, the way that we're divided, That's how we look at it, where half the people want this, the other half the people want that. And then there's some people mixed in, you know, in the middle. But like, I do think this, and I think what you said, I think we have to keep an eye on it. But I do think if you're going to bomb innocent, if it gets to the point where this guy is going to try to pull some Stalin Hitler shit, where he's going to try to go into Poland, where he's going to try to, like, if this guy's really going to try to do something like that, you just got to bring the fucking pain. See, dude.
What people don't realize, if Russia doesn't go to Vietnam, America doesn't go to Vietnam. If Russia didn't go to Afghanistan, America doesn't go to Afghanistan. Russia has and always would be a fucking aggressive. Even in World War II, the only reason why they sided with America is because Germany turned on them, right? They never got along. Germany and Russia never got along. And, you know, after the war was over, we signed the treaty. America gave all the land back to them. Russia kept the land. That's why Germany was split in two. They've never been a peaceful area. They've always been involved and always been doing stuff like this, from Stalin to Lenin to, you know, the only one that you can really say was Gorbachev that ended up the wall falling. But Putin is just another long line of Russian czars and presidents that have started shit.
Mm.
Russia literally was, Russia and Italy both fought with Germany in the beginning. You know, people forget that. And once Mussolini got whacked, because, you know, Luciano actually made that happen, believe it or not.
Lucky?
Yeah, he told the American government, don't worry about it. We'll take care of him, and then we'll get Italy on America's side. And that's what the Italians did. Russia was all willing to fight America and fight everybody. They just switched because they got turned on.
Wait a minute. So Luciano said, don't worry about it. I got...
Luciano was a big player in that. I mean, Benito Mussolini went from a dictator to being quartered in the street and hung upside down.
I remember, they dragged the wrong people. They dragged him through the streets, right?
Yeah, typical Italian way. There had to be symbolism. Everybody had to see it.
Yeah,
and then nobody knew nothing.
Yo, you know, it's funny. We're two comedians. And how funny would it be if we're like, no, we should come in from the east. Listen to me. If we come in from the east, they don't know it's us. You start making shit up like you're a general.
you start using terms. We'll do a Northern Front invasion. Well, you know, it's people don't realize this either, but, you know, Italy was so broken up back then. And, you know, I think both Michelangelo and Da Vinci were both warlords, you know, amongst other things, amongst inventors and painters.
Is that right? I did not know that.
Yeah. So you had a lot of the Italian traditions, especially Southern Italian traditions, where the government really never policed the country as much, you know, especially in Sicily and in Naples. You had people that controlled certain territories. So, you know, it was kind of easy for Mussolini to get away with some shit. But once he started getting a little froggy, throwing people in jail, and Luciano reached out to the American government and said, look, we'll open the ports for you because, you know, we controlled those at the time. And we'll take care of Mussolini. Just, you know, get me back in the country, because he was exiled in Sicily at the time.
Yeah. I also know about, you know, Leon Trotsky got exiled by Stalin, and then they had a guy fucking stick one of those Grim Reaper things through his head, which is crazy. He had him exiled, and then
a sickle?
Yeah, some shit like that. Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but yeah, like one of those things. He had him.
The Grim Reaper thing that goes like this. It's like a half a moon or some shit.
Yeah. Because what happened with Stalin, and this is really interesting, was when Lenin was dying, his right-hand man was this guy, Leon Trotsky, was Lenin's right-hand man. And Stalin didn't like it.
Yeah.
So when Lenin died, Stalin told the people that Trotsky was against Lenin and that his ideas were different. And he had him exiled. He had him exiled to this thing because he wanted power. So Stalin took the power, not Leon Trotsky. And Leon Trotsky was on some island alone. And fucking Stalin sent an assassin to befriend him and to hang with him. Until he got his trust, until he got through the gates, until he got to the house. And when he finally did and the guy knew him, He took a sickle through his fucking head. Dude, Stalin was so nuts that Stalin was like the first guy doing Photoshop. He would kill somebody that was in a picture with him.
And then get it taken out. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Crazy, dude. Like, it, and it really is crazy that guys like Stalin and Hitler, and now you see Putin. I know it sounds like a crazy thing, a joke. I'm joking, kid. But when I was joking, saying like the Darth Vader, just take over the world. What are they trying to do? Is it just an evil thing to destroy people so they have more power? Like, what is his goal here? Is the thing.
Well, just for the record, Darth Vader was never trying to take over the universe. He worked for the Emperor. The Emperor was trying to.
Right, that's true.
So, you know, so don't be like, you know, comparing Darth Vader to
wanted the dark side. He wanted the dark side to be the power. Yeah,
but at
power.
The end of the day, he ended up doing the right thing. No,
the whole point of this was to turn it into a Star Wars podcast. No. He didn't want the Jedi. He didn't want the positive power. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is I really don't know. I mean, do these people really think that they're going to live forever? I mean, first of all, you must have no belief in an afterlife. And not only that, you must have no, let's just say you're not Catholic and don't believe in heaven or any other religions, you know? Let's say you're a Buddhist, you don't believe in fucking karma? So you think you could just go through life, right? Take, kill, for what? I mean, what? It's not like he don't get pussy and he's not powerful enough.
Right.
There's gotta be, it's gotta be something nefarious more or evil. You're already a powerful man.
Yeah. You have money. You have a ton of money. You're powerful. You're it's weird. It is weird. I don't get it.
And I don't get it. And by the way, that like all socialism and Marxism, that all comes from that area. So for people to think that capitalism is greedy when you get a guy like Putin that's just fucking taking and taking, you got life fucked up.
Yeah.
At least we have checks and balances here. They got no checks and balances.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know, man. It's got to be psychopathic behavior. It's this same thing on somebody, how people could kidnap children and sell them. Or abduct women and sell them in sex trades. I mean, that's why I'm saying they can't be human. You can't be a human being. There's something off.
Yeah. Look, I think that he's getting old and I think he wants to go down in history as somebody to try to be like those fucking guys. And I think
he's already got a bad reputation. I mean, you know what, by the way, this would be, I'm curious, cause I've already seen some memes and stuff. You know, this would be like the first real war on the internet where people are going to fucking joke. Like somebody sent the video of the president of the Ukraine in a comedy sketch already. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like no, you think Bugs Bunny imitating Hitler and the Emperor of Japan was funny.
Yeah.
You know, Wait do we see what the internet's going to do with this shit?
Do you think
it is crazy, man?
I wonder, do you think that this will escalate to what they call, even if it's not on that scale, to what they call a World War III or no?
Well, look, let's look at it this way, Paul. In order for him to make a move like this, he knows he's got allies. And you could probably guess who they are. You could probably guess China. You could probably guess North Korea. You could probably guess Iran, right? You could probably guess that he's already asked around and said, look, if I make this move and America steps in and their allies, are you going to get our back? See, that's the thing that fucking makes me laugh. For anybody that defends any one of those countries I named, this is what they do. It's so funny because they always accuse America of doing what these people we know they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're good people. It just makes no sense to me. None of it does. I mean, you're looking at history. None of it. This is just on par with how Russia is.
I don't understand what China's going like. Oh, China supports what Russia's doing. It's like, supports what? Going into a fucking weaker country and fucking killing innocent people for nothing?
Yeah, bro. I mean, does Tiananmen Square ring a bell to any of those people out there that think America is the worst country? Does fucking, you know, collectivization of Stalin, which we mentioned, the fucking, you know, but look, it's human nature. And the problem is, no matter what system you have in the world, you're going to have human beings that are in that system. And that system's going to need human beings to work. And you're going to always have those people that are going to take more than they need. People that dealt in slavery would probably deal in human trafficking and heroin. I mean, in 2021, and by the way, it wasn't that long ago. Like, if you look it up, in 1950, slavery was legal in almost all of Asia. I think it was like one province where it was outlawed. All of Africa and all of the Middle East in 1950.
That's crazy.
The last countries to outlaw slavery legally, make it illegal, was Saudi Arabia in 1961. And Mauritania in Africa in 1982. Okay. Wow. So Asia, Africa, and the Middle East have a history of this. And people, Russia's in Asia. It's not in Europe. It's and you know, they, it's just on par. But, you know, it wasn't that long ago that Hitler and the emperor and Stalin, that these people existed. Like, I know people that were alive when they were alive. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that long ago that this shit could just fall apart.
It's yeah.
Just that in the evolutionary scale right now, we're just at the most easiest time ever in human history where it's the most convenient. We have the most medicine. People are living longer. I think Jimmy Schubert made a joke or something where our garbage disposals in America eat better than 80% of the fucking world. You know what I mean? And wow. We're fucking spoiled and
yeah.
We forget that people like Putin exist.
Yeah.
And Pete and like Jung Il and the rest of those people that they feel are being misconstrued in the media that they're actually good people. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you when people are fleeing a country, right? You want to know how you know America works? People aren't fleeing. There's not a little America in the Sudan.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
not a little America in Russia or in Kiev or in Croatia, right? Yeah. They're doing everything they can to get the fuck away from where they're at.
Yeah.
One of the best examples is I was down in San Francisco in Seattle one time. I did a show at a coffee. It was like a bookstore type thing. I was at the Parlor in Bellevue. And there's a picture of fucking Vladimir Putin. Not a picture, a statue of him on Fremont Street. And I'm looking around and there's a Russian cafe with the sickle and the star, right? And it was these fourth generation American hipster fucking socialism type people that, you know, it's funny too, because their arguments against, and again, this is just me fucking on a soapbox, but Their arguments about America, the critique, it was started by fucking white men. And well, so was socialism and so was communism. Okay. So all of those governments are. So this is what they want. They want this type of system they think is going to work, which it doesn't. Well, here's the brilliance of it. So again, these kids are like 25 to 30. They just learned, like, I know about, you know, what was it, Bloody Thursday or whatever, when Putin and the Bolshevik Revolution, when they killed all those people and raped all those fucking women, and they took over, and, you know, that's who Putin took over for the Workers' Party. They don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. So as they're sitting there talking about communism and how it can work, you could have timed it better. This guy comes over. He may have been 48 at the time. Russian, and he was crying. And he told him, none of you know what the fuck you're talking about. He goes, I was an engineer in Russia, and now I drive Uber. And I will drive an Uber in America any day than what the fuck I had to go through over there. Standing in line, you know, when that, once that wall fell, because I remember being a kid growing up in the Cold War, and everybody would be like, well, Russia has their perspective. They think we're bad. When that wall fell in Germany, motherfucking everybody ran across the, if it's so good, why are they all fleeing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ask yourself, just use street smarts.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I heard a guy today on the radio say, my parents are, you know, had to flee the Ukraine and get on trains to Poland and flee because the same thing happened. He goes, I never thought that I would actually see what my parents had to go through and what's happening now that these people are getting on trains. And I got to tell you something, man, these Ukrainian women, these are some bad women, man, in a good way. Like these women are like, she's like, yeah, they told me and my children to get on the train, but my husband couldn't come. And she goes, I'm not doing that. She goes, I'm not doing that. I'm saying, you know, and these women are standing with fucking shotguns and AR-15s in the house going, come and fucking get it. And I said something on Twitter the other day, too. I said, man, you know, it's really inspiring. I said, with all our stupid differences and division in this country, it's really inspiring to see in the grand scheme of things, if somebody came over here, you know, you got to fucking stick together and fight for your country like that. So like what the Ukraine is doing, man, is like the nationalism that they have, the pride that they have, and the fighting for their country like that, man, is really, you know, what Vitali Klitschko, the ex heavyweight champ, is the mayor of Kiev. He's like the mayor over there, and he's like walking around with a gun and like fighting for people. And it's like, dude, seeing that shit, it's like really putting your money where your mouth is. And
dude, listen, this fucking crazy country, people in this country are so delusional and spoiled and out of touch. And I was very fortunate enough to have the World War II generation raise me. And I think that's why. And they fled a socialist, they fled a Mussolini's Italy. You know what I mean? Like my grandfather said, you know, we flew that Italian flag, but that red, white, and blue flew over the red, white, and green.
Yeah.
Because this was the country that gave us freedom, and we were able to come here. And they ended up fighting in World War II. You know what I mean? I mean, my uncles, my grandmother was one of fucking 13.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And then we had uncles. The Italians, they were all ready to fight for this country because they knew where they came from. We are just so far removed. We are just so far removed from that time period that, you know, we think having a 15,000 square foot condo and two cell phones and not a Mercedes is a disparity in wealth in this country. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people, there are people that have no running water that, you know, there's groups of people that are trying to flee to the Ukraine now. I think they're from Africa that they're trying to get in, and they're stopping them at the border. And, you know, what do you think? It's just fucking spoiled. Anybody in America is privileged. If you're in a Western country, you come from privilege because we created technology. And we've made it easy. We've got indoor plumbing, water filtration systems, medicine, which is another thing. Don't get me started with the people that were. Look, you can have your views on vaccinating, but just know there are countries that can't even get that shit. And we had three different brands.
Yeah, we had, not only did we have three different types of vaccination, we had them quick.
Right.
We had them quick.
I mean, where else can you get that?
No, it's.
But look, yeah, dude, man, you know,
people don't realize
unless you travel and you see how people live, and you know, and you do, and I do realize a lot of our animosity in the rest of the world comes from the fact that, you know, same reason why people hated the fucking Patriots and the Bears. I mean, the Bulls,
The Yankees. I mean, you throw the Yankees in there. Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you win, you win. And you know, when you get tired of hearing about Tom Brady winning Super Bowls, but when he's gone,
yeah,
he's out of the fucking league.
That's what I said. You know what? That's the same shit I said about Eli. Everybody talks shit about Eli. Kid brought two parades here. Nobody gave a fuck. Or they gave a fuck, but they gave a fuck, but they go, you know, you want to laugh? I said, the year after we won the Super Bowl, the year after we won, I was at the Giants game on Monday night. We're playing the Rams. Guy behind us goes, you know, I'm not sold on this Eli kid. Had a parade 3 months before.
Fucking isn't it insane?
You know, they didn't appreciate Patrick Ewing. There is something that people just are so out of touch. Because look at it like this, dude. If you're in some Bel Air mansion right now in California, okay, and you're a 15-year-old kid and your dad's a plastic surgeon making $8 million a year, and on your 16th birthday, you're getting a fuck it, you're getting a truck and all that shit. It's easy to go, we're mean. We're mean.
Yeah, I know.
It's like you don't you have a butler. You have a butler right now.
I mean, look, that's an extreme circumstance. I mean, you can just go with us. Go with the fact that we've been able, and, you know, and I had a pretty rough upbringing, and I'm able to make a great living talking on stage. Now, granted, I put the work in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I honed a skill, but I'm able to eat.
Yeah.
By just talking on stage and eat well. And have a great car and have a great life. Now, if I look at somebody's career that's above mine and then play the victim, I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pete, listen, it's okay. Once shit pops off, everything's put back in perspective, just like COVID did.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. That's a great point, dude. It really put everything in check.
It's that Tyson quote. Everybody has a plan till they get punched in the fucking face.
Yeah. It's true.
Same thing. You think this country's so bad. You think oppression is words, you know, miss whatever the fuck, you know, the cancel culture is, or you think oppression is the government giving you options to fucking get a vaccine. Like, take all the insanity of all of these two political groups. And now don't let them eat for a week or threaten their fucking family. Let me ask you this, Mr. Pacifist, right? Not you, but in general.
Yep.
You're forced to go on an island and these people are coming at you and it's you, your wife, your kids, but yet you're a stranger on their land and you were forced on their land. Are you going to just let them kill you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you feel like you shouldn't be there. Yeah, you know, people go back in history and they judge it. You don't judge it. You learn from it.
Right.
Because you don't know what situation. Dude, there are people that, like I said, in the Ukraine, when he starved the Ukraine, people ate dead kids. They ate horses. But when you have no money and no food and you're willing to do anything to survive. It's human nature. It's Maslow's hierarchy. It's all that.
Yep.
So, you know, this we came a long way from a bit.
No, man. This is good talk sometimes. You know, we started out joking around about how our Italian friends would handle this or what they would say. But you know what, man? Like, this is some real shit. And at first I was like, oh, here we go. Everyone's going to act like they care about something that's not. And no, dude, this thing is like really seeing what these people are going through. I will tell you this. I don't mind us sitting out. But if this guy gets, like you said, I like the word you used. If this guy gets a little froggy or to the point where he's trying to pull some fucking, you know, nuke and go, then I just hope we go in there and bring the pain and take him out.
It's like this. Let's just say I got a weapon, right, that I've have at my house. And it's this crazy fucking weapon. I haven't tried it yet. I heard right. It's crazy.
It's got lasers. Like
I could just type in the computer and this thing, without even making a noise, could just take the guy out. I don't want to use it, but if you say to me, you know what? There's a guy that's fucking kids down the block. We know who he is. We saw it on video. And now he's threatening to fuck our kids. You know what? Let me try it out. Let me see how that thing works.
Yeah.
And just for the record, that's our job as men. You understand? That's our job as men. It's to protect those people that can't protect themselves. And what's going on now is a fine line too. But, you know, look, oh, this is what I was telling you. They would not have made that move if they knew there. It's just like when the feds come for you. If the feds are knocking on your door, that means they got 3 years worth of shit on you. They're not just knocking on that fucking door for one thing.
Yeah.
Right? When people make moves like that,
they would have never found it. Sorry.
That's all we had.
Oh, no.
When people make moves like Putin, there's been some backdoor deals made. And they're like, hey, if I make this move and America steps in, you got our back. And China is like, abso-fucking-lutely. If you don't think that there are those powers that be over there that are trying to that's why I can't stand it. Look, it's one thing to have constructive criticism, okay? It's one thing to say, because America's not perfect. We know this. And we do have social injustices in this country, and we need to work. We got to fix those first, in my opinion, right? But don't think for 2 minutes that there aren't people that are over here now spitting that bullshit and could even be elected right now that don't give a fuck about America's best interest and only care about other allegiance. And I would be willing to bet it's more money than anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have a history of that in government. You had the Roman Empire for 1,000 years got sold out by one dumb fucking emperor. Only takes one.
Yeah.
Only takes one person. What people don't realize, Hitler was never elected, Paul. He ran for chancellor, but it was a 33-party system. Hindenburg won and it appointed him because he had a strong following. When Hindenburg died, he fucking clipped his best friend and took over power. Like that. And you could see how people fall in line, especially in our business. How many comics talk to you off the record that are that won't speak up to defend a Joe Rogan or a Dave Chappelle? But then they don't understand when they're getting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My grandmother said it, Italy like that changed. Nazi Germany, like it happens like that. And when it happens, I'll go pull my shit out now. You better hope you're armed.
Pull my shit out. What do you got? What do you got?
My Glock. I got a little 43, by the way.
Oh, for my cousin. Listen, my cousin.
How you doing? How's it going?
How much you spend on? My cousin could have got you a better deal. So
what would you get that for? All right. You got me all riled up for no reason. I was having a good day.
No. Listen, man.
I was about to rub one out. You called me up.
Listen, this is a cool thing, man. We talked about something going on. People want to hear comedians who tell dick jokes fucking talk about this. You got a lot of knowledge of history. I'm actually wondering what this guy's motive is. I'm wondering what this guy ultimately wants to do, and I'm wondering what's ultimately gonna happen.
What's his motivation?
What the fuck
is this guy's motivation? And I think it's just, I don't know what the fuck it is. I mean, dude, it's like you're rich enough, you're old enough. You're old. How old do you think you are? What the fuck you think is going to happen? You think you'll live another 20 years if you're lucky?
I think that if he doesn't have these peace talks don't work out, I think he's getting clipped. I think this is the end of him. I think that if this thing in Ukraine doesn't end soon, and by soon, I mean like a couple of weeks, he's done. That's what I think.
Well, I do know from some of my Russian friends in New York that there are a lot of people that hate him and they try to get him out of office, but you know, they did democratically. He got elected again, but that was bullshit. But listen, I got to jump on my, speaking of America, I got to jump on my Dallas Cowboy podcast now.
All right. Well, that was,
we could have just had this conversation over the, phone.
No, dude, listen, man, this is TVE episode 228. Listen, What gigs you got coming up, Brett? Where can the people see you?
April 1st through the 3rd, I'm at the Pittsburgh Improv.
Oh, I was just there. Just actually talking about how great the fans that came out were. Go see Brett at the Pittsburgh Improv. Guys, this weekend, I'm going to be in Austin at the Vulcan Gas Company. 2 shows Friday, 2 shows Saturday. This Friday, March 4th and March 5th. I got other dates coming up. I'm going to be Buffalo, Rhode Island, Tampa and San Diego. All dates on paulverzi.com. Check out Brett, obviously, in Cobra Kai. Check out Brett at the...
Just go to Brett Comedy, brettwith1tcomedy.com, and check out my schedule. But, Paul, I got to jump. I got to get on this other one, man.
All right, man.
I love you, brother. I'll call you later.
All right, man. Thank you so much. That's Brett Ernst, everybody. All right, man. God bless. there you go. There you go. Brett Ernst, the kid is not just Cousin Louie on Netflix, and not just a great stand-up, but the kid has some history, some history knowledge, and he's a patriotic man, and that was really fun. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I will have another guest, like I said, in the studio, but we just wanted to talk about this. We hope the people of Ukraine get through this. We hope that there is no war, no bloodshed, obviously. I usually don't talk about stuff like this on the podcast, but just seeing this out there and seeing families being literally ripped apart, husbands and daughters and mothers and sons, everybody just, you know, it just sucks. And you hope for the best for everybody. And yeah, and what could you do? So we talked about what Italians would do or what a lot of them are saying, but at the end of the day, everybody should think, I think if you're kind of normal, should think that this is obviously not cool. So I hope to see you at a show. Check out, and thank you guys for the all the YouTube stuff. Please check out the Verzi Effect. Send it. I'll have more guests, more shows coming up. You guys are the best. Thank you guys so much for coming to my comedy shows. Continue to do so. Masks are off, so I'm doing meet and greets. I want to meet all you guys. I want to take pictures with all you guys, talk to all you guys. I really, really appreciate it all. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Texas, Austin, you're up next this weekend. I will see you guys soon.